What?
Americans, you've been lied to again. You've been told that our forefathers were deists. Well, the question that I have for you is, who told you that? I'll answer with, the revisionist did. The writings of Thomas Jefferson, page 385, Thomas quoted of himself that I am a real Christian. That is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Christ. Now, speaking of our forefathers and whom it was that they were, because as you know again, they were labeled deists by the revisionists of the day. Now, you got to remember something, friends. Deism is the belief that God exists but just doesn't interpose on their behalf. In other words, the revisionists would have you believe that God retreated from the universe and is no longer involved with his creation. I got to tell you, this clearly stands in stark contrast to Scripture itself. When you look at 1 Timothy 5:8, it tells us, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." Friends, he has called himself our Father, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. He has provided all things unto us. Then said the Lord unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot." He protects us. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." When you go over to Matthew 10:29, the Bible clearly teaches us that his eyes upon the sparrow and that they will not fall to the ground without his notice. It also tells us that you are of more value than many sparrows. "But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered." In Romans 11:36, it says, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." He is the giver of life. He is the giver to all life and breath in all things. So let me be clear, our forefathers were not deists, but I can tell you exactly who they were by what it is that they themselves established. This is what our forefathers believed, their church affiliations, and that of the Constitutional Convention and the delegates within. 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 of them were Congregationalists, 2 were Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 were Methodists, and 2 were Roman Catholics, 1 unknown, and 3 of them were assumably deists. But evidence does not support that they were. Friends, let me go back to Benjamin Franklin so you can clearly understand who our forefathers were. He stated, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that except the Lord build, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future age. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service. Well, that's kind of a far cry from what we've been taught, isn't it, friends? Absolutely it is. We got about 10 seconds, and we're going to be going live. 10 seconds, 3 seconds, and here we go. Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death." Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm trying to look around past this microphone. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, that's who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 30 years. We are hearers and doers, doers and hearers, friends. Bearing forth fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. With that, check out sonsofLibertyRadio.com and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to go to our media source, friends, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And if you want to call in at any time, I would love to hear from you, pro or con. The phones are here for you, set up for you. Again, folks, don't be one of those that wants to go and be an ankle biter and throw your accusations against us or try to put words into our mouth. No, just if you think something in the contrary concerning what it is that we're sharing with you, please just go ahead, give us a call and call us out in front of everybody so you can set the record straight. Again, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, I want to ask you something. I want you to tell me who this sounds like, okay? This is a Monday morning prayer. "Wash away my sins in the immaculate blood of the Lamb and purge my heart by the Holy Spirit from the dross of my natural corruption that I may, with more freedom of mind and liberty of will, serve thee." Who does that sound like? Here's another one for you. Prayer for guidance. "Grant me grace to hear thee, calling on me in thy word, that it may be wisdom, righteousness, reconciliation, and peace to the saving of the soul in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I can give you scriptural references concerning what this prayer is all about and where this individual extracted all of this information coming at us even now. And I'm talking about Colossians. I'm talking about Ephesians. Speaking of the blood, 1 Peter. The list goes on. Let me give you one more. Here's a prayer for the nation, okay? and it circulated the states, by the way, inclined the hearts of the citizens to cultivate a spirit of subordination and obedience to government, to entertain a brotherly affection and love for one another. Anybody have an idea? 281-845-4704. Whose prayers are these? Personal sanctification, okay, the key themes in these prayers, divine guidance, national well-being, and spiritual preparation. Can anybody tell me? 281-845-4704. One of the things that we're constantly up against, especially preachers that are holding to the law of truth, which is in their mouth, and I'm thinking of Malachi chapter 2, verse 6, it's interesting how it's the professed Christians that are in the pulpits trying to prove to their congregations that our forefathers were not Christians at all. Did I just give you a hint? Did I put a little salt on your tongue leading you to the answer that I'm looking for now? I suppose. Here, let me give it to you this way, okay? You have 28 of your said representatives of the United States of America. 28 were Episcopalians. Notice they're all under the umbrella of the Christian faith. We had 8 that were Presbyterians, okay? These are your forefathers. Then we have 7 Congregationalists, 2 Dutch Reformed, 2 Lutheran, 2 Methodists, 2 Roman Catholics, and 1 unknown. And we're being taught that our forefathers were deists, okay? Which, by the way, there's absolutely zero proof proving the point of the said revisionists, okay? Just thought I'd share that with you. That was our said representatives. You know what's also interesting, friends, is when I look at what it is that our forefathers established, isn't it amazing that you're told that they were Masons? Well, guess what? Some of them were, but does anybody know what a Mason is? A Mason is one that builds architect, cathedrals, abbeys, the list goes on. That's what defines a Mason, okay? And then we hear about Freemasonry. You know what Freemasonry is, friends? Concerning the founding era of our country? Freemasons were those that were a part of the continent that would help local Masons build the architects such as cathedrals, churches, abbeys, and the list goes on. It doesn't mean anything at all to what it's been defined out by the revisionists. See, isn't it interesting how dumbed down people have become that they believe more of what the revisionists have lied about than the truth of the matter concerning our forefathers and who they really were? You know, it's also interesting, friends, that when you think of the Masons of our forefathers and how some, not even close to being all, and by the way, George Washington was not a Mason. Though he has been lied about, he's been introduced to the world concerning who he is not as a Mason. There's a strong transition that took place in the middle of the 1800s, friends, where it went from our forefathers being Masons. And by the way, when they met, you know where the Masons and the Freemasons met? You know, did you know that they'd have the local preacher come in and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ? It was in the middle of the 1800s, and you have Albert Pike and Albert Mackey that said, the Masons of today are not at all the Masons of our forefathers. It's been completely changed in every single way. You know, and when I look at the fruit of who our forefathers were, it's also interesting to note that we're told that they were a bunch of devil worshipers and Satanists, but yet I just told you the congregations in the churches that they were responsible for going to concerning our forefathers, and every single one of them acknowledged the Christian faith as Christians. And then we also been told, just adding insult to stupid injury that some people believe, this guy right here, his name is Thomas Paine. He was supposed to be the least religious signer of our forefathers. Did you also know of our forefathers being the least religious? Has anybody taken the time to read the book Common Sense? I mean, folks, what we look at concerning Thomas Paine as being the least religious forefather in the book Common Sense, do you know that he constantly makes reference to the Word of God throughout the pages of that book that was catapult, and it was used to what? Bring about the separation from what we know as America today in British, in the England, in the corrupt king back 250 years ago. Did you know that, friends? No, most people didn't know that. Most people didn't know that. They believe the revisionists when they say, you know what, this is who we are. This is really what we're about. But it doesn't line up, because if I sow wheat into the field 3 or 4 months later, what is that corn of wheat going to reproduce when it's time to harvest? It's going to reproduce according to the seed that was planted into the soil. Line that up with 86% of the people today that profess to be Christians. We'll be
at
right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. Bradley has been a friend of the Dove's ministry and a regular guest on our talk show for many years. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually. And it's our honor and our pleasure to partner with Sons of Liberty Radio.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Seventh President of the United States of America. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Commentaries on the laws of England. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. All these paid provocateurs in the United States of America, why is it that they're all zeroed in on our Christian foundation? Because that's who we are. That's what we are. We are a Christian nation, regardless if people want to acknowledge it or not. And if they don't like it, let's get them a one-way ticket where they can go ahead and find out the hard way. And once they get there, let's hang up or change our phone numbers so they can't call us back. They're going to appreciate what they have once they lose it. And that's the sad part about humanity. But listen, folks, I just want to lay something to your candor, because it was something that I brought up during the beginning of last week, where I wanted to cover this topic as to who we are and where we came from. Because if we don't know where we came from, how do we know where we're going, right? Common sense comes into play. Isn't that right? Absolutely it is. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to ask you something. If I take a kernel of wheat and plant it into the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce harvest time? Or how about a kernel of corn? What's it going to reproduce, friends? After we sow it into the soil, I asked my kids this when they were little kids. What's the farmer? What is he doing right now? He's plowing, and then he's going to plant. How do we know what he planted? The kids would say because of what we see in the harvest field, right? In the fall time. So my kids understood that. You reap what you sow. It's not otherwise, friends. You can't say, I'm going to sow a kernel of wheat into the ground and I'm going to reap something opposite of what I plowed. So how is it that people have taken on what the revisionists have said and believing that somehow we are now what we truly are not? Because we are in the harvest and 86% of the people in this country claim to be Christians. How is that? And why is that? Why is there 300-1 concerning any other religion in the United States? Why does it happen to be the Christian religion? Isn't that amazing how that works? Because that's the seeds that the forefathers planted. And during the first segment, what did I do? I just highlighted the part of the churches that they were under, their denominations, so on and so forth. And the bottom line is, folks, understanding who they are is very important for us to understand who we are today. And I also would like to say this, you reap what you sow in great specificity. You can't sow bad seeds in your life and expect good things to come out. So we got to shut down those that are doing the lying because again, as I said, you reap what you sow. And again, nobody can argue with that because it is a law unto itself. Read Galatians 6, 7, and 9. I'm sorry, Galatians 6, chapter 6, 7, 8, and 9 when you get a moment, please. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over, before we kick this off, because I don't know that people are aware of what I'm sharing with you right now, but a lot of people are becoming aware of it because the fruit of that point that I just made, friends, is the fact that so many people concerning this mass exodus from public schools are starting to understand that what's going on in public schools is not who we are at all. As a matter of fact, many people are homeschoolers because they want to get back to who we are, not again what it is that we are not. So when I look at Proverbs 26 going forward, isn't it interesting that it says, Proverbs 22 verse 6, that we're to train up a child in the way that he or she should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. So what was it that our forefathers, should I say their parents, how did they raise up the forefathers during the founding era of our country? Well, there was something called the New England Primer. Are you guys all familiar with this? And this is what was commonly used for young people in what they called schools in the United States of America. They called them the colonies during that particular era. I'd also add this, friends, that understand that the kids were so intelligent, not stupid the way that the revisionists would have you believe. They want you to believe they're the standard rather than those that the Lord raised up to bestow upon us what it is that we have today. Okay. But what I want you to catch here, friends, is they want somehow or another for you to believe completely the opposite or that which is in contrast or runs antithetical to, again, the seeds that have been planted, okay? And if anybody wants to confront me on that, please, again, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. The point that I was just going to make is that kids that were, and I'm talking about young kids, they were trained up by their parents to know Latin in Hebrew. Did you guys know this? It wasn't enough for them to just know English, friends. They had to know the Latin. They needed to understand how the words are extracted, where they came from, break them down into syllables, so on and so forth, okay? To get deeper meaning. Same thing with the Hebrew language, okay? So let me go fast forward because, again, I'm just here having a little fun and in the sense of educating people and putting their feet back on the ground because, again, most people don't know what I'm about ready to share with you. Are you ready for this? I hope you are. The little New England Primer that was given to kids back in 1777, it's interesting that they gave them the alphabets. And here, I want to give you the alphabets directly from the New England Primer, okay? You ready for this? They taught young people the alphabets by starting out with, well, of course, A. In Adam's fall, we sinned all. So they had to know the word of God, first and foremost. That's a fact. B, heaven defined the Bible mind. Isn't this interesting? C, Christ crucified for sinners died. Wow. D, the deluge drowned the earth around. What about the letter E? Elijah hid by ravens fed. F, the judgment made Felix afraid. Huh. G, as runs the glass, our life doth pass. Old English, doth, D-O-T-H. Going to the letter H, my book and heart must never part. Going to J, Job feels the rod, yet blesses God. This is fantastic. What about K, the letter K? Proud Korah's troop was swallowed up. Who's he talking about? Those that resisted Moses. I'm talking about Korah, Dathan, Janus, Jamboree, so on and so forth. The letter L, Lot fled to Zoar, saw a fiery shower on Sodom poor. We go to the letter M. Moses was he whose Israel's host led through the sea. T-H-R-O. Go to the letter N. Noah did view the old world and new. Going to the New England Primer in 1777, talking about training up a child in the way that he or she should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. Look at what our forefathers were taught and what they were teaching their posterity. Going now to O, young Obadiah, David, Josiah, all were pious. The letter P, Peter denied his Lord and cried. Q, Queen Esther sues and saves the Jews of the Lord. Make distinction between the Zionists who are not Jews, who call themselves Jews and lie, Revelation 3:9, compared to those that will be engrafted back in, Romans 11. Okay? Going on to the letter R, young pious Ruth let all for truth. She left all for truth. S, young Samuel, dear, the Lord did fear. Now moving on to the letter T, which is found in the New England Primer in 1777, young Timothy learnt sin to fly. V, Vashti for pride was set aside. Yes, indeed she was. W, whales in the sea, God's voice obey. The letter X, Xerxes did die, and so must I. The letter Y, while youth do cheer, death may be near. I wonder if that's important to teach people that life is but a vapor, that we're to redeem the time, that we're not promised to tomorrow, and that it's appointed all men to die, and after this they'll sit before the judgment seat of Christ. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:15, also go to Revelation 21, verse 8 when you get a moment. So we go down to the final letter used in the New England Primer, 1777, that our forefathers fed on and bestowed upon their posterity once they digested it, speaking of the book in metaphorical terms. The letter Z, Zacchaeus, he did climb the tree, our Lord to see. Now, folks, again, does this line up with what you're told today? Isn't it interesting how you have the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union? Notice the acronym, notice the name, it sounds all American. But have you taken the time to understand who attacks your foundations and your Christianity more than these people? Oh, and by the way, for real Christians, that's all they're doing is fanning the flame of real Christianity. They're doing us a favor if we take heed because the victory is ours. But if you remember rightly, Roger Baldwin, the head of the ACLU, he was the useful idiot that's now burning in hell right now. He ate the fruit of his own sin, right? And that was the consequence. Luke 16, read it when you get a moment. But he's the one that said the ACLU, the end of, is communism. See the voice that the people have been listening to? That's the voice the revisionists want you to believe, and they want you to be motivated by the fear of man rather than the fear of God. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism and westernjournalism.com. I love Bradley Dean. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at westernjournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at westernjournalism.com, come on over. And I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Okay, hey, I'm waiting for all these revisionists to call in and call me out. And sad to say, as I was telling you earlier during the first segment, friends, a lot of these revisionists are coming from the pulpits in America telling you that, in fact, we're not a Christian nation. Oh, my goodness, folks. Okay, that's why you're in trouble, is because you keep listening to these fools, and that's exactly what they're doing. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I was just highlighting during the end of the last segment, folks, that the American people have been bullied and they've been browbeaten by none other than the ACLU, who has no constitutional standing to try to sit there and browbeat Christians from doing the things that they've always done in public schools. Matter of fact, just ask me. I've done 365 of them in 25 states, and I didn't stand around asking the devil for permission to obey the Lord. Nope, just the exact opposite. Matter of fact, we had three opportunities to take him to task. One was the ACLU and these other organizations that have been put up and funded to tear away at who you are, because we're the obstacle that stands in the way of what they mean to establish. But we have three lawsuits, friends, and we've won all three of them. I'm just kind of curious. I mean, if I'm lying about what I'm saying right now, again, please, please call me out. I won't be embarrassed. No, I welcome it. But for 25 years that we've been on the radio, I have highlighted this information probably once a year. And the fact of the matter is, not one of these people that advocate for the nonsense of the revisionists have taken the time to call in. And if it's true what they're saying, that we can't do the things that we've always done, how is it that I've gotten away with doing 365 public high schools, friends, where we won three lawsuits? And by the way, when they stood up against us, it was just a matter of time, a short amount of time, before we were given the opportunity to go back and do the assembly. The people in this country have been listening to the lies far too long. You better understand who we are and where it is that we came from. Because if you don't understand that, what you're going to do is you're going to look at these effeminate pansies that are in the pulpits today and these effeminate sellouts, these controlled operatives in the conservative media as the standard, when in fact they're not the standard. Christ is the standard, Acts 17:31, people. He is the standard, and he is who we have to get back to and trust in him with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength to see what he will do on the behalf of this generation. But he's not going to do it until we understand that we have to move on his terms, not our own. I want to show you this really quick because it just came out.
Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history.
Yep, and let me finish that for you, friends. And no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence. That's who you are. That's who you are. And again, I'm just here to tell you, friends, what's happening now in America is the ACLU, for those that don't know, it's a Zionist agenda. They're using the ACLU to basically usher in Muslims into public schools to give them prayer spaces to wash their feet in the bathrooms. And I'm not kidding you. Why? Because people still, and we'll hit this soon enough, but people still haven't figured out that Goyim, the white man, the Gentiles, you're the problem. That's why you're seeing these Muslims being used by the Zionists to go ahead and zero in on you. Again, we'll talk about that in the days up and coming, if not tomorrow. I want you to listen to this. This is John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. What did he say, Bradley? The Colossus of Independence. The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the general principles of Christianity. I will avow that I believed and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable, unchangeable, and the existence and attributes of God. Okay? Again, this is who we are. Let's go back to George Washington. Let's go back to the young people. I was just giving you reference to the New England Primer, which was the little book that they used the ABCs, identifying scripture, which shows us that the young people in this country knew the word of God, and that's why they taught them at a very young age how to say their ABCs, making reference to scripture. Listen to what George Washington said. This is his farewell address. Everybody had to know this all the way up until 1962 in this country. Listen to me again. Matter of fact, right behind me, I have two books on top of none other than William Blackstone, the Bible, and also the Webster's 1828 in a 1900s dictionary, which has been completely revised. But what's interesting is the two books on the top shelf just happen to be the books that you had to go through course and graduate with a high score. Guess what they are, friends? Bible courses. Okay? Again, I don't know where you're getting your nonsense from outside of the fact that you're getting it from the mainstream media. Maybe that's one of the reasons the Lord tells us to come out from those shark-infested, propagandized water. Do you think? 2 Corinthians 6, starting verse 14 to the end of the chapter, James 4:4. Go to Romans 12:2. Be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind by the word of God. Do you think that's why? And one more thing, folks. I just thought of this. It's interesting that all the way up until the 60s, did you know that a majority of the radio stations in America played Christian music? You look at all these old school country stars. You know, they died of alcoholism, this, that, and the other thing. Do you know much of that came on later on in their lives when everything transitioned? In other words, the people turned away from God wickedly, and they started to take on a created image of who Jesus Christ is. And so what they did is they started to forget him in the songs that were being played on the radio. And so what these guys did is they started to appeal to what the people wanted rather than being obedient to the Lord. They forgot where they came from. But let's go to George Washington's farewell address. Again, everybody had to know this before they could graduate. One of the most significant things taught in American schools, so much so that it was its own separate textbook. In his address, George Washington, he told America what brought us our success and warned us of what must be done to continue it. Nobody can denounce the information that I'm giving you right now. As you can hear, 281-845-4704, okay? It has now almost completely disappeared in public schools today. It recently had shown up in all college textbooks, minus the four warnings Washington gave that has to do directly with divine providence, okay? Again, listen carefully, okay? Of all the dispositions, George Washington said, and habits which lead to political, some will say, well, I don't want to get involved in politics. Well, let me tell you this, politics is what? It's the science of government. Who established the institution of government? 1821, 1825 of Exodus. I'm just curious, people. Read Deuteronomy 17, the last quarter of that chapter. Who established government? Why do we have Moses in the Ten Commandments at the state capitol in the state of Minnesota? Why do we have Christian quotes? Why do we have politicians putting their hands on the Bible? Come on, I'm waiting for someone to denounce or to disprove the information that I'm sharing with you. Okay? Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, the point that I wanted to make, friends, is the Lord established the institution of government in this country, and that's what makes you so special and different from the rest of the world. Furthermore, that's why nations all over the world still today are looking for the American people to get back to what our forefathers established. And the reason they're hoping for that, friends, is because they know that America is the light of the world. And they see that the people are okay with corruption in the halls of government and corruptions in the pulpits today. They're okay with the fact that they're turning the lights down by what? Desensitizing and indoctrinating the people to believe what is untrue. I can give you a case in point. I just seen it yesterday. Another politician talking about our democracy. Donald Trump talking about our purified democracy. Well, guess what, folks? We're not a democracy. I mean, folks, if these people in the halls of government had to follow the rules of the Constitution, and the American people knew the difference and they feared the people, do you know that they wouldn't be doing anything that they're doing right now? That's how foreign the Constitution is to your said representatives. It's as foreign as the Word of God is to many and much more than not of the hirelings in the pulpit in America. And so with all that, what do you think you're getting from these people that don't know the difference? You're being destroyed for lack of knowledge, aren't you? Yep. And that's all purposed, friends. That's all purposed. But I want to say this to those that say they don't want to get involved in politics. Let me tell you this. You better get involved because everybody lives politics. And you better be on the Lord's side when it all goes down. And I don't care if a majority or a minority is standing with you. That's the safest place to be. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay? Just ask them. Just ask Peter when he was rescued by an angel in Acts 12 from the prison that Herod put him in. right? Do you want me to keep going here? Just ask Daniel when he said no to the corrupt king. I'm going to keep praying. Go ahead, throw me in the dungeon with lions. The Lord's going to send an angel. He did. He preserved his life. And at the end of all of that, what happened? Those that set up Daniel, they were the ones that were put in the den with the lions and at length consumed. And the Lord didn't stop with just taking the guilty party. He also brought forth all of their family members. Now, I know that sounds really harsh, but the fact of the matter is, when you show them to the extent of consequences that they're not going to be tolerated if you violate law, then guess what you're doing? You're deterring the crime from ever happening again. And that's why we look at Deuteronomy 19:19, where it says, what they mean to you to do to you unjustly, you're to do to them and set the record straight. That also falls in line on the other side of that sword. It's an unjust balance is a right balance. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We better start putting things into context and start understanding the character of God, folks. We'll be right back.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice?
Amen.
He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Patrick Henry said in a speech to the House of Burgess in May of 1765 that it cannot be emphasized too clearly and too often that this nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religion, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. For this very reason, people of other faiths have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom of worship here. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Anybody got anything they want to add to, pro or con? Boy, it's amazing how much people have to say when the show's over. It really is. That's for my affiliates so they can understand. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Let me give it to you this way. George Washington's farewell address, what did it address? Religion, Christianity, under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Prove me wrong. George Washington's farewell address that everybody knew all the way up until 1962 in this country was morality. That word means in Webster's 1828, conform to truth. Who said they were the truth? I mean, that's a pretty strong claim to make, isn't it, if you're not? And I speak objectively to those that are indifferent to the things of Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. Yeah. Well, what was the warning? Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity and religion and morality are indispensable supports. Wow. In vain would that man claim the tributes of patriotism. The word Webster's 1828 patriot means to uphold dying laws. See, the professors from the pulpits coming from the hirelings, John 10:12, have been taught that the law is a thing of the past. You are mistaken. You are in error. Leave that church now. I asked grandma, 98 years young, she passed away 5 years ago, my wife's grandma, what was it that you used to adhere to? What was it that you would listen to as a Congregationalist when you'd go to church? She said, all the way up until 1962, it was always the law and the prophets. Can somebody please show me where Jesus ever abrogated or removed or amended the law of God? Ceremonial, make distinction between moral. Christ fulfilled ceremonial law. I'm waiting. I'm just proving the point. The silence, it speaks volumes, people. Believe me. Again, no one can dispute the facts. Why? Because facts are stubborn things. Patriotism, who should labor to subvert these great pillars? Who's laboring to subvert the pillars of who we are more than the organizations and corruption in the halls of government, where it started in the churches across America through their silence? What is their silence advocated for? What is their apathy advocated for? Exactly where we're at today. Washington goes on, whatever may be concealed to the influence of refined education on minds, reason, and experience, both forbids us to expect national morality. In other words, it just isn't going to happen when you leave the rock of your salvation. He said, wherever may be concealed to the influence of refined education on minds, reason and experience both forbid us to expect national morality. And then he says, can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Of course not. Some people will say, Bradley, look at their teaching our kids. No. That's the problem. They never taught my kids. I never played the fool in throwing my responsibility off on my sworn enemy to have them raise up my kids. I did what the Lord told us to do in Proverbs 22, verse 6. Why? Because they're my kids. They're not the state's kids. And the federal government doesn't have any business raising them up by indoctrinating them illegally through a violation of the 10th Amendment. But most people don't take the time to know that. Okay? I hear it all the time. Look at they're doing to our kids. No, they're doing nothing to your kids that you didn't serve up your kids to have them do unto them. That's a fact. Don't blame anybody but yourselves. Wisdom is justified by her children, Luke 7:35, and those that you subject them to. Where is the security for life, asked Washington, for reputation and for property? The sense of religious obligations desert. Hey, folks, here it is. John Winthrop, Speaker of the House back in the 1800s, said, man, in a word, listen to me, friends, must necessarily be controlled either by a power within them or by a power without them, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. We're seeing that come to pass right now with the unconstitutional agency called ICE. I also wanted to let you know, speaking of ICE right now in the state of Minnesota, friends, the police associations have now come together and aligned themselves together and saying, listen, what ICE is doing right now is completely unconstitutional. They have been assailing innocent Americans. They have been assailing off-duty police officers, pulling guns on them. Friends, if you don't want to listen to me, you don't have to listen to me, but you're going to come back to me and you're going to say you were right. And how do you know that? Because of the Spirit of God. It's in the Word. There is your here we are map. But I'm here to tell you, friends, there's something called the Posse Comitatus. Yeah, well, why is that a thing of the past? Why is the militia not being called up right now? Why are we allowing these guys like Stephen Miller and this head of ICE who's dressing like honestly, literally, friends, you can say what you want. I'm cautious of both sides of what's going on. I'm watching the state and the federal government, and what I'm seeing, in fact, is them working together concerning this fraud. Did you know that they're also trying to change the narrative from the fraudsters to now them? Actually doing that which is unconstitutional, in other words, obstruction. So they're changing it from fraud to now obstruction. The American people are allowing them to set the narrative again. Look who these people are. I mean, this head of ICE, folks, again, cross-check me. I mean, he looks like he's straight out of the 30s under Adolf Hitler, no joke, dressed just like him. The only difference is he doesn't have SS on his shirt. Some have it on their neck, though. That's a fact. But he's dressed just like a Nazi from the 30s with his little brown leather belt going across his sideways across his chest. And now look at the police in Minnesota are saying, hey, they don't have the authority to do that. They're doing this to our police too. So before you get too excited about what's going on, you better understand what Bradley did say. And I want you to listen carefully. That you better understand what's going on right now through ICE is they're just merely testing the people, and they're using the illegals as the excuse to see how far they can go. Hey, Americans, again, if this was legitimate and you wanted to know if this was legitimate concerning all of what's going on here, that's all you have to do is ask the question, why is it in the state of Minnesota, Walz has not been indicted and charged and arrested? Why is Ilhan Omar still spouting off trying to create policies to war against the law so to defend herself from the fraud that she's guilty of? Same thing with Keith Ellison, same thing with Jacob Fry, same thing with Flanagan, same thing with all the governors across the states and all the mayors across the states that allured them into America treasonously in the first place. If this was legitimate, they would have all been rounded up and charged for treason. Every single one of them. That's not what they're doing. It's not at all what they're doing. That's not at all what they're doing. Hey, folks, listen to what I just said. Men, in a word, must necessarily be controlled by a power within them, the Holy Ghost, or by a power without them, a tyrant or a tyrannical rule, either by the word of God or by the strong arm of man, either by the Bible or by the bayonet. Which one do you prefer? Okay. We've been talking about going full circle back to who our forefathers were, how they established what it is that we have today. And everywhere I seem to look, I keep seeing more scripture pop up. And I look at our kids, how they were raised up in American education. They were definitely being educated. As a matter of fact, we should probably hit this again tomorrow so I can lay to your candor by putting questions that were put to fourth graders in 1862 concerning geography and their test. I'm going to go ahead tomorrow and I'm going to start throwing some of these questions out to you just to show you, I'm speaking facetiously, just to show you how stupid our forefathers weren't, because they weren't in any sense of the word, friends. What stupid is defined out as to be is exactly what you see in the halls of government today. Concerning the pulpits, exactly what you're seeing from a majority of the pulpits today, friends. That is exactly why you're in trouble, because you keep listening to their inaction and their nonsense, their unconstitutional talk, and their unbiblical, untested theology. Folks, as Martin Luther said, and I say this in closing, the best book in the minister's library is his testimony. If he ain't got that, I wouldn't listen to a word that he says. And it wasn't just Spurgeon that said it. It was also Paul who said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not done through me. Hey, folks, it's interesting. All the sacrifice given unto us to give us what we have today, understanding that freedom is not free. That is the last thing you heard here talked about in any sense of the word coming from the politicians or those in the pulpits of America today. Again, I just gave you the answer to the dilemma. If you want to right the wrong, then do what I just said, in the sense of do the opposite of what you see them doing, because that's what they're doing concerning their oaths. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 2020.